that's really cool. You asked me how I got into photography and all of that. My first shots, I studied classical dance, but not as a career, in Detroit with one of the top teachers, Sandra Severo. And I was not, my body's not made to become a dancer, but it gives you a lot of discipline and stuff, and I love the dance. My mom had already had taken me since I was really young to see really good ballet. And when I was in Paris starting my photography, at that time you could go anywhere with your camera, and I had an Olympus OM-1 camera, which was which is small and light, and very silent camera. These days, cameras make a whole bunch of noise, the reflexes. So I would go to the ballet, and those were the subjects that I tested. And because I knew what was happening in the ballet, I would find that right moment. And I smoked a lot of pot, and I think I saw there would be moments when I'd see, like, the gesture, the very... apogee of the gesture, and I'd actually see like little sparks flying like an aura, but that wasn't in the picture, of course. So I would take those as pictures. Now, what that entailed was, at the time, there were not very high sensitivity to film, so I would use a Tri-X 400 ASA, and with my teacher, who taught me quite a lot about chemical processes and all of that, that's what I loved doing, the processing. And I still print my own black and white negative pictures. I learned how to create recipes that would be able to push the film far enough to get that, to be able to have that photo. And I also learned how to deal with shadows and highlights in an on-stage situation in order to have tonalities in both the highlights and the shadows. So when I started in with the rock and roll, I'd already had the basics of doing, you know, that type of developing, and I had a whole lot of fun. Every night I'd go home and develop my films and stuff, and I had, you know, I did different little recipes. And from Paris, I had this wonderful, gorgeous paper called AGFA. It was AGFA Brovira, fiber paper, and AGFA Portriga Rapid, which is a warm tone paper. And I didn't often print on those because that was more for, like, doing fine art. And in fact, what I was printing on was, like, RC paper for the, you know, White Noise magazine. And just simple stuff in very small size prints. And the other thing about the technique was that at that time, when you did a photo stat, you know, you screened a photo to be able to put it in the press, it would gain contrast. So I learned to print very, again, with lots of detail in the shadows and the highlights, because I knew that when they put it in the magazine, it was going to gain contrast. I spent all night in the dark room.